ton of capital.
Guardian Freebone.
Hey, Michelle, it's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you on the application and other documents we're looking to grab.
Oh, okay. I can... Oh, you know what? I do have a signed form for you. I can send that over, but I don't know if Sean has any of that, all of the quotes.
Oh, okay, that's fine. As long as the quotes, we can still get the approval without the quotes. For the trailer, though, is that, like, how old is the trailer? And do you know the vendor that it's at, like the location?
It's at Traveling Toys in Tracy.
Okay.
And it would be brand new.
Okay, brand new. And it was for $10,000, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then all the other quotes and everything, was that all brand new as well that he's purchasing?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have, like, the breakdown of the different costs for each item, or?
No, I don't have anything like that.
Okay. I know the overall is around $60,000. And so, yeah, we could still work that. Just looking at different breakdowns and what they could do, because it's the trailer, the generator, reactor, the hose gun, air compressor, and the paint pump. So I'm guessing the generator and the compressor are probably the most expensive, and the reactor maybe?
Oh yeah, the reactor's pretty expensive.
Okay.
I mean, even a gun can be like $3,000 just for the...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. How many guns are you guys picking up?
I think he'd only be picking up one.
Just one? Okay. And then...
And then it would be like a... also, he would need like a paint pump. Like an airless... Those paint pumps.
Okay.
Which those are pretty expensive too, I think.
Right. Probably a couple thousand, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I know those are in the generator. Yeah, I'm guessing around right around there too.
Yeah.
But the reactor, I'm not really too sure what the I've never heard of it. What is the?
Let me see if I can. Let's see. Here's one. It's a Graco.
A Graco?
Yeah, this one is about $8,690. Here's another one for $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And there's another one for $18,490. Yeah,
okay.
They're pretty expensive.
Yeah. Which one do you think he was leaning towards, like?
There's one right here that kind of looks like the one that we already have, and it's about $22,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know exactly what that does? Is that just, like, mix the two components together, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it pumps the two components and then also heats, brings, like, heat tracing, or not tracing, but... I guess what's it called? Yeah, there's like a heat tracing that goes along and warms up the material because the material has to get warm. So there's pumps that pump the material through the gun, and then the machine regulates the pressure and the heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. So then when it sprays on, obviously it starts to react and harden. And how did that go with him as far as that job? I know he had to go back and fix that job. Did everything work out okay over there?
Yeah, he had to be down there for several, like 3 days or so, but the it might be a nightmare.
No, really?
We might have to go after the material company and have them Because it's faulty material.
Right, and so what did they just give you the wrong spec material, or did they is just bad, completely bad?
Yeah, it's just probably bad. It's a company we normally don't use.
Oh, man.
Sean went with them because he underbid the job, so he thought he would save money by going through them.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. I mean,
yeah, now it's turning, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It might come back later, but he did the best he could to try to rectify it and cut out areas that needed to be cut out and then reapply. So,
right.
But he's just so busy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Like, that's just a lot on his plate already, and then, you know, trying to do all this as well.
Yeah, he backed those up, so.
Right.
He's been really stressed lately.
Okay, yeah, I totally understand. And yeah, as far as the other documents that we just need that the 3 months business bank statements.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It'd be
okay. 3 months.
Yeah, so okay. It'd be like May, June, July, and then we just need the 2014 tax return.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now with these, the items that you're buying, are they all from a vendor, or are you guys buying private property? Or private party, excuse me.
Yeah, he'd be buying from different vendors.
Okay, different vendors, okay. All right. And he did have, did you say he did have quotes available, or he was still trying to find them?
I think he's still been researching. I haven't bothered to go dig through his emails to see if I find anything.
Right.
I just haven't had the time myself, so.
Yeah, no, I know you guys are both busy over there. Try and make this as painless as possible. So, yeah, it would just be the signed application. The 3 months business bank statements, and yeah, the 2014 tax return, and then yeah, I can at least get something going, and then yeah, whenever you guys get the specific quotes, it'd be easier just to break down and get the real numbers, because the underwriters are going to want to see that.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Okay.
So, all right. I'll go ahead and talk it over with him this weekend, because I know he did bring it up to me, just in talking in general, that just all the things we need to do. So,
right.
One of them. So right. I know that, yeah, it's a must, or definitely a need to, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, as soon as you guys get everything, you know, I can get this going for you. And, yeah, if we get it by next week or on Monday, Tuesday, I can have an answer for you by the end of the week. And that way, you know, I'll be able to get things going.
Okay.
Take one less thing off your guys' shoulders over there.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll let him know.
All right. Thank you, Rochelle.
Thanks,
I'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.